Hey, Don, you know, for decades, scientists have been looking for sustainable ways to make ethanol.
That's right, Yael. Most of the ethanol blended with gasoline today is made from corn. But producing enough to make a real difference requires thousands of acres of land, countless gallons of water, and tons of fertilizer. Plus, fermenting corn into ethanol consumes lots of energy. It's not the most sustainable process.
The same goes for making ethanol from non-edible plants, which is why many scientists are interested in developing ways to make ethanol without plants.
Scientists at Stanford may have found a way. Using a new kind of electrode made from copper oxide, they've discovered a way to make ethanol from carbon monoxide gas.
The process involves a device consisting of two electrodes placed in water containing carbon monoxide gas. With conventional electrodes, when a voltage is applied, the water is separated into oxygen gas at the anode, hydrogen gas at the cathode, and the carbon monoxide is left untouched. This process is called water electrolysis.
But with a cathode made from copper oxide, something unique happened. Instead of only hydrogen gas, large amounts of ethanol and acetate were produced. Copper electrodes have been used before to produce ethanol this way, but the oxide-derived copper electrodes are much more efficient, channeling a full 57% of the electricity in producing ethanol and acetate.
It will take more research to refine the process to the point that it's able to produce commercial quantities of ethanol. But if and when that happens, ethanol may become a more sustainable fuel.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.